Welcome back to the XL podcast. I'm your host, Gabe Oldham. This is also the co-host, Gavin Oldham. The brothers, the XL brothers, are here, happy and ready to fire away.
Amen. Very true.
Yeah, started. Gabe? Oh,
sorry. Go ahead.
No, started a summer camp this week.
Oh, I saw that on Instagram today.
Let's just say I'm out of shape and my body hurts and I just want to lie in bed all the rest of the week.
Fair enough.
Because in the season, I was like, oh, these can't be that bad. Because remember last year, my knee was hurt. So yeah, I wasn't able to go to...
Do summer camp.
This time around, though, I'm here.
And he's able to do it.
I thought to myself, like, they can't be that bad compared to, like, the practices in the season. Well, the thing about the in-season practices is that those are targeted towards plays and team, you know, chemistry and defensive schemes, stuff like that. These workouts are targeted to just straight conditioning and drills. And it's the full 2 hours. Beforehand, we'd have an hour practice, hour and a half around there. It's full 2 hours now. And then beforehand, we have an hour and a half lift. So it's about 3.5 hours worth of practice. Just grinding away. It'll be good for me. I'm getting better, I can tell. But it does suck.
It will be good for you, but, man, those first couple days when you haven't been doing that for a minute, it's got to be rough.
Yeah, I'm so sore. And I got these new ankle braces that are, like, crazy thick and, like, legit. And so my tibias are super sore from having to move my ankles, even though they're being, like, my ankles are, like, restricted. The movement's restricted.
Right.
And so you're kind of front,
pushing against it.
Yeah, that shin muscles are just so sore. Oh, it hurts to walk.
I bet. That does not sound fun.
Yeah.
That does not sound fun. Well, other than that, how has your week been?
Been good, man. Just worked all weekend. And this week's just been basketball and more work. I've been doing a reffing certification so that I can become a high school ref, make more money, stuff like that, you know?
Very cool.
So I'll be planning a wedding, planning to move out. I'm actually busy. I'll be honest. I'm freaking busy.
Yeah, sounds like
trying to make money as well as basketball, as well as planning things and having to move out and all that. Holy cow, it's just insane.
It's a lot. Definitely fills up your days. I didn't have that much, and all I can remember is moving to Ogden was enough to put me through it. So I can only imagine doing basketball. And I also worked from home. I didn't have to leave. So I was kind of able to, like, kind of throw my stuff in the house and put up my desk. And then, like, the next couple of days was able to unpack while working, honestly. So I can only imagine having to go to work and then come back and do all that stuff. That would suck.
Yeah. And then all on top of it, my body hurts. So I can barely even walk around.
You're just tired. Just exhausted already anyways.
Yeah. How's your week been?
Pretty good, man. Yeah, I'm not that busy. Carly and I decided to go just, you know, off the cuff, went camping this weekend, just said, hey, cause we've been doing, we have a kind of a rule in our relationship. We go on a date every other week. So it was date night. And I said, let's just go camping. So we just went camping Friday night, Saturday day, woke up, packed up, went to church and then kind of hung out the rest of the day. And then when we came home, we went and hung out with my little nephew, and while we were hanging out with him, the reason we were hanging out with him is he got dropped off at Granny's house because his mom went and had their new baby. So I have another new little nephew, so that was super exciting, super fun. Went and got my tetanus shot / whooping cough shot so I can go see the baby, so super pumped about that. Carly has a little cough right now, so we're not going to see him until she's a little bit better, so she's depriving me of baby time, and I love babies. They're adorable. So I really want to go see my new little nephew. I'm super excited. So we keep getting videos, and I'm kind of sad I haven't been able to see him yet, but it's all right. Once Carly's better, I'll go and play with him all day.
It's been a pretty good week,
honestly. Got to finally go camping for the first time of the summer, and I have a new little nephew, so pretty pumped.
Was it miserable cold, or is it all right?
No, it was awesome. No, it was. We did. Like, remember that one time that we went up to Hobble Creek? That one time, like, it's like five. Like, it's like that canyon up by Mapleton area.
Yeah.
Kind of just went up that canyon. We camped, and it's like, you know, we were like 5 minutes away from like a Maverick.
Oh, cool.
Do you remember when we did that as kids?
Nope.
Mom and Dad would always just take us to like little campgrounds nearby. So we were like, if we did forget something, we'd run to like a convenience store nearby or something like that. And so that's kind of what we did. We just went up the mountain up here. We were only like 20 minutes away. Like literally for lunch on Saturday, we went down to a grocery store and got their sandwiches because they make really good sandwiches. So like it was camping, you know. I slept in a tent. I started a fire, climbed a tree, tried to make glue out of tree sap, carved a spoon. Gabe saw that one.
I did see that. Carved a nice spoon.
Carved a nice spoon. I do need to fix it up a little bit while I'm here with my sandpaper. But yeah, went camping. It was really fun. And then, yeah, just work. Actually, speaking of work. So do you remember, like, it was a few episodes ago. Not a few, but it was probably one of our first episodes. We were playing a game. We played the Google game. What was it? Like the Google... Yeah, Google Feud. And remember when we were talking about if birds pee?
Yeah.
So I obviously have a lot of time to listen to podcasts and YouTube videos while I work because that's all I do while I'm at work, right? Literally, so one of my favorite podcasts is Basement Yard. They literally talked about that in one of the episodes recently. I was like, oh my gosh, I had this exact conversation with Gabe. This is so weird. Because like, not that I like want to copy them, but like I do like their kind of like layout and kind of how they vibe with each other in their podcast. So I kind of do take some of their like kind of that flowiness and try to incorporate it into our episodes, you know? Yeah. That's kind of how me and Gabe do. Me and Gabe kind of have a little rap sesh before we start these episodes. We talk about that a lot. So like Gabe likes to listen to Rhett and Link. What's that one? Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah.
And I love Basement Yard. So we kind of talk about those. So it was so funny that I hopped on that and I was like, oh my gosh, me and Gabe had this exact conversation a few weeks ago. So it was super weird. Do birds pee? So yeah. And then I did have a question I wanted to ask Gabe before we get into our topic, because it made me think. So I don't know how we got into it, but we were talking about witches for some reason. Like Carly called me and I just asked her a question. So you remember the Salem witch trials?
Yes.
Remember how like they're like, hey, we're going to throw you. Like it was like a win or a lose-lose situation. Like we're going to tie a rock to your feet and drown you. And if you drown, you were a good person. You weren't a witch. But if you float back to the top, you weren't a witch. Like, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, same thing. Like if we burn you. If we burn you, you don't burn. You're a witch. If we burn you, you die. Well, good to know. You're not a witch.
Exactly. So I made a joke because Carly was like, I was like, I, for some reason I mentioned the Pythagorean theorem. I said, if you know the Pythagorean theorem, you're a witch. Well, I'm going to have to burn you. And that's what I said to Carly. And then I said, wait a minute, hold on. Where did this insane fear of witches come from? Like, how did that even start? Like, I was like, witches, where did, like, we need to burn them. Like, how did that start? Did I miss that? Did I miss that part of the story of the Salem witch trials? Do you know? I don't know. Like, who started this rumor of like, witches are bad, we gotta kill them. Like, witches aren't, I mean, the storytelling witches, I mean, obviously there's people who do witch stuff now, but like, you know, on a broom, you know, making stews and, you know, have like warts on their faces and whatnot. Yeah. Yeah, potion stuff. Like, those witches aren't real. Where did that come from? And why were these people in Salem so afraid of them? Like, we gotta get rid of them.
Yeah. Is that a genuine question or rhetorical?
That's a genuine question. I have no idea. I thought, who just made this up? I told Carly, I said, I think a guy was like cheating on his wife, and his wife like was like found out, and he's like, so he didn't get like in trouble or something. Because like back then, like, you know, I mean, it's still bad now, but I feel like it's not as like you were kind of like shunned. You know, like, hey, that's really bad. You can't be committing adultery, you know. And like now it's like, eh, whatever. He cheated on his wife or his girlfriend or whatever. It's kind of like more like, yeah, whatever, you know. And yeah. So I was like, some guy got caught cheating with his wife. He's like, oh, she's a witch. She's lying. Nah, we got to kill her. Like, oh, what's a witch? He's like, oh, she like curses you and stuff. And she'll like kill you without you knowing it. And, like make a potion and whatnot. We got to get rid of her.
She put me on under a hypno spell.
Like straight up. Like I was like, did he make this up? Like what happens?
No, I bet it was just like think about like dragons, you know, like dragons, they like across all seven continents back in time. The myth of a dragon is there.
Before communication was like a thing, like widespread communication.
Widespread,
which traveling. Means dragons were real. Can't convince me otherwise.
Exactly. So I don't know about witches, but there's a chance they're real.
Maybe they were. Maybe they were making some stuff up.
Think about when the Salem witch trials were. That was like early colonization of. Well, I shouldn't say early colonization, but it's like the early life of the United States of America. You'd say that's what I think.
Early, yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, like because it was like what, like late 1800s or maybe not late.
I don't know.
Mid 1800s.
Let's see. That's a good question. Also. Was that really significant enough for us to be taught that in history class?
No, but I enjoyed it more than learning about freaking women's suffrage.
True. 1692.
Oh, 1692. Was it in the United States then? Salem's in the United States, right? That's why I learned it in history 1700?
Yeah, I believe it was in Salem, Oregon.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Was Oregon, like, colonized by then?
So we weren't, so like we had come over because what's the rhyme? What's the guy? Columbus came over in 1492 or something like that?
Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1842 or 1640. I don't know. Something like that.
No, it was like the 1400s he came over. Who cares? We're really dumb. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It was also in Massachusetts.
What is?
It wasn't even in Oregon. So it was in Massachusetts, this. But. We became America in, oh my gosh, 1763.
Okay.
Like, that's when, that's, Massachusetts. Before 1763, we were United States, but.
It says 1788 we were, was Massachusetts when it became colonized.
But we were here well before that, right? We had lived here for years, for a long time.
Right.
So the eastern side of America was very well. As well developed as it could be for the time, you know, we had established ourselves in that part of what is now the United States, and then we're like, hey, you know what? We don't like you being here. Get the freak out of here. So we kicked their butts and kicked them out.
Adios. They said only 20 people were executed.
Really, that was it?
That was it. Only 20 people. Hold up. Sorry, 20 people is a lot of people to just kill off of false accusations of witch trials, but. It seemed like there'd be more.
I thought it was like,
More relevant without, information of.
With how crazy it was, I thought it was like hundreds.
That's what I thought too. I thought almost every woman got murdered.
That's what I was thinking. Like they just got rid of every woman in the town.
Yep. So,
guess you're wrong.
I think back then in this time, you know, this was like prime riding your horses and getting your wine.
True.
Probably just barely, like, when was the Dark Ages?
Like, 1300? 12?
476. 500 to 1500. So, yeah, this is pretty much right after in history.
It was like the end of the Dark Ages.
End of the Dark Ages just started. So, you know, if you understand the Dark Ages, which I don't really understand them fully, but my rough understanding of it, I would say... These guys just had this idea of castles and knights and witches and dragons. And even in the scripture, there's stories of people, of like kings being like, oh yeah, like go find me some wizards and stuff. I need help, you know?
People did think they were like just high. People thought this whole town, like they got like some like mushrooms from like some local area. They all did, not on purpose, but they're like, oh look, there's food. And then they're all high. And they thought these women were doing crazy stuff and killed them. Some people suspect that. I've heard.
That could be true. That's such an another topic that's so interesting. Is just back then is like, what were people doing? And were they high or were they just, you know, actually sober?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, it's so crazy just to think like, because you go from like Neanderthal time, like, you know, barbarians where they're like, can't even speak. Like they just kind of like, I'm thinking like, you
grunt.
Know. Like, they're grunting and doing, like, you know, sign language, but not sign language. Like, just kind of, like, obviously gesturing, like, here. You know, like, if I was trying to speak to somebody in, like, Japan where I don't know Japanese, but I'm, like, trying to convey, like, that type of sign language. It's not actual sign language, but I'm, like, book, you know, like, book, look at, read, you know,
food,
like.
Food, eat.
Like that's what they were doing back then. To all fire. Of a sudden, we've created like different languages across the world where like there's actual like functionality to what's coming out of our mouth. You know, like there's what I'm saying. Rules. You understand?
Yeah.
Like it's so weird structure how that slowly develops, and that just makes me think like, how did that happen? Like history is so weird. Like we were weird animals that were hairy and could barely start a fire and cook food, and we lived for 12 years because we couldn't figure out life. To now we have modern medicine and robots and cars and things that explode and ignite and make things go fast, you know, like
exactly
crazy how that happens, you know.
Yeah, but to answer the witch question, ultimately I don't know, but that is a very funny thing to think about.
I did think about that for the rest of my day. Why? Don't know. I get really bored in that truck, let's just put it that way. Anyways, what we wanted to talk about is Gabe came out for 2 weeks ago, week ago?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Gabe was out here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was more like a week and a half, but whatever.
Yeah. What's the call it? 2 weeks. Gabe came out 2 weeks ago. Just kind of hang out family. It was our sister Reese's graduation. And then we went and did, went and helped our grandpa out in here in Utah with his cows. Every year we go out and help him brand them and put fly powder on them and put new tags on them. Just kind of, you know, making sure his cows are taken care of for the year.
Castrate
all the new bulls. We learned that the official term for a baby bull is baby bull. So we did ask our grandpa.
Can't be true.
Can't be true.
Can't be true, I'll be honest.
But we're like, what is a baby bull? And he goes, a baby bull. And then once they're castrated, it's a steer. And I was like, nah, can't be right. Nope, wrong. But I did think that was funny.
Oh,
so me and Gabe just want to talk
calf.
About calf. Bull calf. So a baby bull. Got it.
It is a baby bull because you call it, oh, it's a baby cow. It's a baby bull.
Like a baby cow is called a calf. So
and then
a baby
you just
bull.
Call it a baby steer once it's got the rubber band around his homies.
Anyway, so yeah, so we do all that. We don't have a ton of fun stories, but just everything around that, you know, many times me and Gabe had to tackle cows and whatnot, but we want to talk about farming with our grandpa, hanging out at the ranch, all the fun stuff we do there.
Yeah, that's a pretty unique experience, I'd say.
Yeah. It was funny. I was talking to Dad while we were there, and I hope that these are the words his coworkers have used, like his team. But Dad said that his team thinks he lives an exotic lifestyle because of this. Because of what we do at the farm. Okay. When he said that, I hope those are the words they use. Like, wow, Ryan, you live a very exotic lifestyle.
Imagine a little French accent, too. Because they speak French.
Look at this. Yeah, so my dad is a software engineer. I'm not going to mention the job, the offer company he works for, but his whole team, literally his entire team, lives in Canada.
Yeah.
They're all Canadians. Or
majority.
Are from some, or majority are Canadians, some of them from other places, but all live in Canada. His whole team is in Canada. He's the only one here in Utah. And so, yeah, just imagine their accent, like a Canadian accent. Like,
I don't even know how to do a French accent. I'm only good with Australian and British.
But just imagine, but that's not even the funniest part. Just, I hope the word they used was exotic.
Yeah,
exotic. Because, like, I think exotic, I think, you know, like
tigers,
you know,
parrots.
Yeah, like the beach, like a parrot. Like, I'm thinking, like, parrot, like, you know, there's palm trees and jungle, beach. Like, you know, that's exotic.
Right.
I guess I don't know what the difference is. But you have a very exotic lifestyle, right? Like, that's just the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Just think about what we're doing out there on the farm with the cattle.
Just getting pooped on by cows all day.
Literally. It's really all we're doing. That's exactly what me and you are doing, honestly.
That's all we did. I couldn't clean the poop off my boots. I still have poop on my boots.
Let me better explain what it is exactly that we do. So, the first job is that the cows are out on the farm. We need to wrangle them up into a corral so that we can easily get them through a kind of, you think of it like a funnel, and at the end of the funnel is a chute, and in the chute it locks the cow's head in, and then you're able to access its body, its ears, all that without the cow moving around and stuff, be able to, you know, tag, do all the stuff that Gavin mentioned, and it also can squeeze them as well. So it locks their head in, kind of like, what is that called, where you, like, lift it up and they, like, put the like people's prisoners there with their hands there and the thing locked over their head?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that's called, but that's a good description of what, just think for a large cow.
Yeah, but think of a large cow, and then also it squeezes their body, too. And then locks the back in so they can't get out.
Yeah. Really, the only thing that gets squeezed, though, is their body, just so they can't, like, because we're going to, well, for the mamas, we're just putting tags in their ears and fly powder. But, like, their head can freely move. Like, they can move their head. Just their body gets squoze.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so essentially the first job is to get them in the corral. Second job is to be able to choose which cattle we need to get through the chute first and then just funnel them in there that way. And then just one by one, just go through the chute, tag them, brand them, castrate them, fly powder, whatever needs to happen. And so usually it's funny just because me and Gavin end up getting like the easiest job, but you could call it the scariest job, even though it is the easiest job.
Well, hold on. Let me preface this first. Me and Gabe also, most years, I will say to this year was very easy. Mm-hmm. But most years, me and Gabe are more in charge of the making sure the cows go where they are. Like, we do, you know, we do herd them.
Yeah.
But everybody else kind of, we all walk in a line, and usually they kind of generally go, we just kind of walk behind them, and they kind of go where they're supposed to go. But every once in a while, some kind of don't want to and go astray. So me and Gabe are the ones in charge of sprinting across these fields to corral them.
Yeah.
So for the first couple hours of the day, me and Gabe are gassed. So when we're doing the rest of the day, me and Gabe get the easiest job, which makes sense.
And usually you think of like herding cattle or like a cattle walk. I think that's what they call them when you take your cattle like across a field to go to a different ranch or something. You think like, oh, you got all these cowboys on horses and a cattle goes out of the way. They, you know, trot on the horse along to steer it back in with the group. No, we ain't got no horses. Straight foot. Straight human power. Straight sprint.
Not even a four-wheeler. I am sprinting in boots across a field to catch a cow.
Yeah.
Yes, they're fat, but I am not as fast as a cow.
And plenty of potholes, bumps, hills. I remember last year I was sprinting. We were doing the sheep as well, and I was sprinting. And I ate I just completely ate crap. I ate the dirt just because there was a crack, and I like hyperextended my step already. Like I was reaching farther, and then it hit that, and so it like slipped, and I just absolutely just ate dirt.
Dude, same. My boots have saved my legs, like, and I literally mean save my legs many times. Like I have a hole in my jeans. Mm-hmm. Where a stick, like kind of like thing, like kind of had a Y at the end, and they were kind of sharp. I was running, tripped, like was going like face first into a log, dodged that, but then my pant leg got caught, and what happened is this stick went straight through my pants and stabbed my boot, and my boot, like my leather boot, stopped it from stabbing my leg.
Holy, shout out the boots.
Like I had a scab, like it did kind of like scrape me inside. Like it didn't go through the boot, but like, you know, just the abrasion kind of got me. But it didn't go through my leg. Like it, like the boot stopped it and kind of went above where the boot was. But that angle was better than this angle into my leg, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Dark. And for all of you who are just listening, think of a stick going perpendicular into your shin. That's what the stick did. But instead got like ricocheted and kind of went horizontal, you know, parallel with my leg and kind of scraped me. But
Well, basically, yeah, no. What I'm trying to say, though,
is lots usually, of that.
Usually, though, when we do our job, it's kind of nice because we had been sprinting around in boots, which aren't really made for – they're made for working, not sprinting.
Not lots of running.
And so usually when we get to do this job, it's like, oh, we get to hang around the fence, walk the cattle in, chilling. But I was going to say our job is the easiest just because, yeah, we just sit there. We have to walk, separate, split the cattle up. Sometimes – well, obviously, they're scared of us. They're trying to walk away, but – you know, it's usually easy. You just kind of get a stick, kind of use that as extra leverage to be able to turn its head around and then get it into the chute. And then once we get two or three kind of lined up, then we just kind of chill there, close the fences, you know, blah, 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 wait for the next one. While usually the girls are at the end doing all of the stuff that we actually need to do, the tags, the powder, the the Cameron's on the branding, you know, all of that.
Yep, they're all doing the hard work at the end of the day. That's Gabe did mention that it is also one of the scariest. I would say it is kind of scary, but like not really. My grandpa's cows are usually pretty chill.
Yeah, he's got
But you do have to think these are, you know, for the cows, they're around
1,200 pounds.
Anywhere from 800 to 1,200 pounds at the heaviest, where the his bulls,
yeah, the bulls
are weighing anywhere from 12 to, you know, 16, 18, and like, you know, on the very big end, 2,000 pounds. So these are very large animals. If they wanted to, they could definitely come at us. They do kind of stare at us.
Let me share a story real quick to give you an example of the power of these animals. Last year, my grandpa was in there with us, and he was trying to corral him in, right? And, well, he was going to close the fence, and one of the cows saw an escape route. Well, the cow that was getting kind of herded into the chute saw the escape route to get back with the rest of the herd, so it beelined it towards this fence that my grandpa was holding on to. Long story short, this fence flies open. My grandpa's on the back of it. He gets absolutely just launched straight onto his back. Do you remember this?
No, what?
Dude, he got launched straight onto his back. And he's sitting
That's
there like...
terrible.
And he's doing the grand, you know, grandpa's little, like, kind of groan when something goes wrong. He's like, argh. Yeah.
Yeah.
He got launched, and he was all mad, too. He was like, stupid cow. Like, typical farmer, you know.
Classic.
And so, yeah, like the only thing we have against them is that we're smarter. That's it.
That's it. Cows like, are dumb.
The cow could easily charge the fence that I closed behind it, and it could easily just hit the fence and launch me. Easily.
Also, I don't know if you know, so also the corral where we keep the cows, kind of where we're waiting to slowly push one through each chute, how tall would you say those gates are, the fences are?
At least up to my armpit. Yeah, at least up to my armpit. Yeah.
5.5, 6 feet, somewhere around there.
Yeah, something like that.
Not a short fence, okay?
Yeah.
2 years in a row now, the bull has decided to leap the freaking fence.
Leaps the fence.
The first year was terrifying. The second year was just dumb.
No, the first year was insane. Oh my god!
Like, this is at the beginning of our day. We load it in. We get it in, right? We're just... go for it. You tell it.
Because I didn't really witness the second one because I was over helping with the
Cow. Tell this.
But I witnessed the first one. So usually when you're dealing with the bulls are really good. They're really chill. But once again, they're scared of us, just how the rest of the herd is. But at the same time, though, is that they got more testosterone. They, you know, they would be the ones to turn in charge versus the other cows. The cows wouldn't turn in charge. The bull will.
They do get a little feisty.
The bull does. Like, it'll get a little upset and be like, all right, you know what? I can't. No escape. Time to fight.
Yeah. So feel a little trapped.
Yeah, when you're dealing with a bull that's already trapped, you're kind of like, and once again, we've never had any problems. Like, no one's ever got hurt. Like, no one's ever actually gotten charged by the bull. But you have that in the back of your head, though. So when we're dealing with the bull, it's kind of like uneasy, and we're trying to herd these bulls, or sorry, not bulls, this cattle into the chute, and the bull, you could tell, was getting a little antsy. And so I was kind of worried. And all of a sudden, it just beelines it. And I was like, oh, no. Like, it's going to turn and come right at me. Because it was running straight, parallel. Like, if I'm facing it, it was running just straight to the side. And I was like, oh, no. It's either turning to go at, like, Gavin or it's coming to me. All of a sudden, this... I'd have to say this, because this one's the bigger one, too. This one's the alpha of this herd.
He's a beefy boy.
I'm saying 1750 pounds.
I'll post a picture of it on our Instagram so you guys kind of got some pictures of us. I'll post a picture of this cow because it was enormous. Like, I have a picture from the side. Like, it is a big cow.
It's huge. It leaps this fence. Granted, it doesn't clear it clean. Like, if we were doing the pole vault, no. he definitely would have hit the little bar over for sure.
Yeah,
you know?
If you're doing that high jump, yeah, no.
Yeah, the little roll over. Yeah, he's hitting the bar for sure. That thing's falling off. He did not clear it. But this huge animal, of course, he has that leverage on top of the fence, just flattens the fence over. He got up high, though. He got up a good, you know, 4 or 5 feet.
No.
And the first year he clipped it.
He cleared it better the first year.
Yeah, compared to the second year. The first year, he cleared it better. It didn't completely knock it over. It just kind of slanted it a little bit. But to think about a 1,750-pound animal can clear a 5-foot fence like that, that's insane. And I was terrified. Like, that first 2 seconds when I didn't know what he was about to do, I was terrified.
I do have to say, though, it is funny because, like, I get where Gabe's coming from, but thinking back about it, Gabe says beelines it. He maybe got top speed 10 miles an hour. Well, tops, he's just maybe.
He's chilling there. He's antsy. And then he just kind of looks and just goes, takes off.
What I'm trying to get at is this animal isn't like, don't think like it's not like a, it doesn't move fast. Even its jump looks like it's in slow motion.
Yeah, but it's still a big animal like that moving that quick is, I'd say, fast.
Oh, well, yeah, but what I'm saying is it's just funny to watch because, like, he does. He beams like the defense and he just jumps, and it's like, just as, like, just think of a fat cow trying to jump, and that's kind of what you imagine, but, like, you think you need to move faster. Like, you know, you watch, like, think like LeBron James. Like, he's sprinting and he jumps and he, like, jumps high and dunks it and he's moving at quick speeds, right? This cow is, like, just. It's like so over this fence, like it's so slow, but he still clears it. It's the funniest thing to watch.
The funniest thing too about it is like the way that he holds his hooves, kind of like he jumps. He's like, I got this.
Just tucks them.
I'm clearing it. He tucks them. I'm clearing it. And then you think about it. He just straight just like catches the fence. Just like doo doo.
Yeah.
It's like, but in his mind, he's like all the way in the air. Like, I'm clearing it.
That dude, I'm flying. Mom, you seeing this?
Mom, check it out. I'm over the fence.
But totally clips it. No,
totally
facts.
Just rams the fence, you know.
Oh. Hilarious. Well, this year, so my grandpa has 2 bulls this year. He has a second one. And I'll be honest, I don't even know where the second one came from. It has to be somebody else's.
He must have last year had already lended him out.
Or something, yeah. Anyways, so we have the second bull.
He wasn't there when we were doing the cows.
So the bigger bull, we were going to keep with the girls. And my grandpa was going to be lending the bigger one, the one that jumped last year, to one of his buddies.
No, the smaller one.
No, it was the bigger one.
No, because the bigger one jumped, remember?
Not this year. It was the smaller one.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I could swear.
I don't think it was, but it doesn't really matter, honestly. Just keep going.
Anyways, either way, one of the bulls was going to be lent to
a friend of
his buddy to go and impregnate other cows on his farm. And so we finally get the rest of the cows, and we kind of had like kind of a, we have a gate that separates because we kind of do it in batches. We kind of get like 5 to 10 cows in this smaller part. And we let them one by one through the chute while the rest kind of hang out. So we got the rest of the cows and this one bull in the smaller corral. And this one bull's hanging out. And we asked my grandpa, like, hey, what are we doing this one? He's like, nah, we can let him out now. So my dad's like, okay, cool. We tied, you know, we just used some hay baling twine to tie up these gates. It's kind of very redneck, kind of janky corral we built here. It's not like very nice. It's kind of just kind of thrown up 1 year and it's stayed, which is nice. But these things aren't on hinges. The hinge is baling twine. So my dad walks over to cut it and open the gates. There's two. There's a one kind of halfway through and then one that's very weak. And that's why we have two. So we kind of safeguard it. Anyways, my dad cuts the one, opens it up, bull kind of follows behind him into the second part. And then my dad goes to open up the second gate. My dad cuts that one open. It's open. Gate is open now. My dad is now just starting to move. And that's when this cow, I don't know what happened, got startled. I don't know. Like, it wasn't like anybody made quick movements. He wasn't. Both gates are open to open freedom, to field. And he's like, you know what? For just jokes and purposes, it was the same cow. He said, you know what? Redemption this year. I got to make it over. That's got to be what it was. Because he goes again, and not only that, but like the exact same spot he jumped last year, almost exactly the exact same location.
Yeah, it was close.
Beelines it again, slow motion, but this year, didn't even get close to clearing it. I think he made it halfway up and just fell on this fence and it just knocked it over. Knocked the fence over and he kind of stumbles off. Didn't even make it halfway up that fence. There's no way. I think he got his neck over and that was about it. Absolutely. And me and my dad just look at each other and go, what the heck? Like, all he had to do was just, like, he figured out the first gate. Like, he's like, oh, this one's open. I'll walk through it. Couldn't figure out the second one. He's like, nope, jumping. That's it. That's my way out. And he jumped out like an idiot. And we're like, and me and my dad just kind of looked at each other like, what the heck just happened? And my dad was like, well, maybe he got startled because, like, he opened up the first one and I kind of just followed it in. But, like, not really. Like, I was just kind of standing at the first gate that was open. I just kind of stood at that opening just because I was coming to talk to my dad, hang out with my dad, because we really didn't have anything else to do. So my dad's like, maybe he just got startled by you being there. I don't know. I was like, maybe. But, like, he had total freedom to leave. And he was like, no, jump on the fence. And did not clear it at all.
Let me just say it from my perspective, because I didn't actually witness this one this time. I was up at the chute because there was a mama cow that was stuck. The mama cows are huge. There was one that was stuck.
Big.
They're so wide.
Fatties.
It was stuck, so I had to give a little extra encouragement to kind of go, even though it was, like, narrow for her. So I was there, and all of a sudden, you know, my dad comes back. He's like, John. My grandpa's name. He's like, John. The bull jumped the fence. And I just, like, looked over there where it had jumped. I, like, kind of, like, leaned my head over to look. I just see, like, three fences just on the ground. Because I didn't know that they had cut the fence at the time. But I just see, like, three fences on the ground. And there's one fence over there just, like, janky, just all the way down. I was like, what the carnage did this bull cause on the way out? It was so funny.
So dumb. But he did get a little more feisty this year. I do, because, like, while my dad was cutting it, he started flicking dirt, you know, like how the bulls do, like, classic in the movies, kind of just start, you know, pushing their hoof through the ground,
flicking
dirt up behind them. Yeah. He started doing that, and my dad was like, hey, let me know. And so every time he started doing, I'm like, Dad, and he's kind of like, okay, hold on. Like, because my dad is a larger man. He's not as agile as he used to be, so he's got to have a little more time to prep. Needs a little more time to prep to get out of the way. So he's like, if he starts doing something, let me know. He did start moving a little bit at Dad, too. He did. I was like, Dad?
I was there when we were putting the fence up, tying it, and I saw him flicking dirt, but I wasn't there the second time. Did he actually kind of move?
I wouldn't say he charged him, but he did start kind of, I would say more trotting towards him the first time, and then kind of circled back. And I was like, Dad, and my dad turned around, and he kind of startled and turned back around, and then started flicking dirt again, and I was like, okay, he's getting ready. But then my dad opened the gate, and he was chill. And then jumped. Maybe he was just revving up to jump over the fence. I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. He was revving up, dude.
He's like some little kid that's like, I got this. That fence is nothing. I got this.
Like, I don't know, dude. Like, that's all I can think of. He's just revving up,
imagine,
dude.
Imagine that's him in his head. He's like, okay, I'm going. He's like, be free. Catches the fence.
Yeah. I wish I could just hear what these cows were thinking, because sometimes I'm like, what are you doing? You know, just blows my mind. Every year, also a tradition, Gabe and I and whoever else is there have to tackle a calf.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say tradition. It's genuinely the easiest way of doing it.
Well, I'd say tradition only because it happens every year.
It does.
It's only necessary. So the shoot, sometimes the calves are just too small. Like,
too
they're
young,
just shorter.
Too tiny. And thinner.
And thin. So we have to let them out. Because we can't squeeze them, and they have to be tall enough to where we can actually get the brand
them.
So,
and if they're moving while branding, it's a lot harder.
So what we'll do is we'll just get it, put it on its side, you know, hold it down real quick, and get the brand down. So usually, and those usually involve some great videos. We have lots of those. I'm sure I can share those on our Instagrams and TikToks as well. Those will be great for you guys. I think the first year, probably the funniest one for me, because we kind of started this when Gabe was on his mission?
Yeah.
Or did you go before the mission? This is on our mission. You're on your mission, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we started kind of helping my grandpa out kind of the first year. Was like, hey, come out. Help us out. We're like, all right. So, and so we went and did that and didn't have to do any of that. This is also, you know, didn't have to help with the calves. We didn't have to tackle anything. I don't know, Gabe's bad luck. Says the first year Gabe's back, My grandpa's like, we're going to throw a lasso around it, tie it to the squeeze chute, you know, the part where it squeezes the cows. And we're going to, just so it can't get away, but Gabe and Gavin grab the cow or the calf and throw it on its side. And I go, all right. Now, that is, I did, there was one year where my, on the back of the this little, you know, Kubota or like, think like a gator. I don't know. Think of, you know, a, what do you call that?
Tailgate.
What do you call that vehicle?
The Kubota, kind of like a six wheeler. Side by side.
ATV. Side by side, but not sporty, I guess. Sure. Don't know. Anyways,
a golf.
I was sitting. I was a larger golf cart for the farm.
A golf cart for farming.
Yeah. So I'm sitting in the bed of the Kubota. And Grandpa's like, all right, I need you to lasso this thing. And I was like, I'm going to just jump on it. So from the bed of it, I just jumped off. This is a year before.
So this is a different story from the tying the lasso.
Yeah, sorry, different story. This is only why I mentioned this. So I boom, catch it, throw it outside. Grandpa ties it up, hog ties it. And then we pick it up and put it in the bed of this Kubota and drive it back. Like I sit in the back and kind of hold it, making sure it doesn't get out.
Yeah.
And so that's the first year. So the second year, my grandma's like, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to put the lasso around its neck so it can't get away. Tied up. We're going to let it out. You two catch it, right? So I'm sitting at the front of the gate. Me and Gary are sitting. I'm ready. Like, I'm like, I've been here. I've done this before, right? Bad mistake. I should have stepped back. Gabe was probably only a half a foot behind me. Not directly behind me. Like, we're kind of side by side, but like half a foot kind of behind me to the side, right? That was just enough that it was better than where I was at. Because I'm, like, right directly in the way of the chute, okay? Like, I'm like, staring this cow down. I'm like, I'm ready. Thing comes sprinting out way faster than I thought it was going to come. Like, way fast. Like, beeline. He's like, freedom. Gone. Well, guess what? Where this squeeze chute is, it's about, let's say, 7 feet tall. Maybe 6.5. And this calf clearly gets to the edge of the line and now can't get anywhere other than go side by side. So now I'm now having to dodge this lasso line. Like, I'm dodging under while Gabe's chasing this cow trying to grab it.
Well, first of all, when it first came out, it tripped me. Because it went behind me and it went to the side. And yeah, I completely tripped on this, on the rope.
So the video is me playing limbo / dodge the line. Like, I'm like doing like side by side. Like I'm trying not to get clotheslined. Well, Gabe's like, hold on, I'm coming, I'll get it. And so he finally gave it. It seemed a lot longer. It really was only like maybe 10 seconds by the time Gabe grabbed this cow. Like, Gabe was quick. Gabe gets it, boom, flops it on its side. Like, he did like a champ. I was like, dang, Gabe's never done this before. That was good.
Steer wrestling, okay. Baby. Steer wrestling.
He was ready. He was ready. Props to Gabe. He was ready. And then my grandpa goes, well, you idiot was on the wrong side.
I was pissed. I was like, how are you going to call me the idiot on the wrong side? No one told me which side I needed to be on before it came out of the shoe.
So Gabe has to pick it up and put it on the other side.
Yeah.
So Gabe picks it up, puts it on the other side, boom, brand it, done.
Yeah.
That one was good. This year was pretty funny, only because...
We didn't tie it.
Again, hold on. It only should take... Really, it should take one dude. Honestly, we can do it with one dude. We only use more for safety that it doesn't get away. That's the only reason.
And... Here, let me hear you share what happened to Dad. This is all my mission.
Oh.
My mom would send me pictures.
That's true. I forgot about this one.
My mom would send me pictures. And also, I did forget about this one. Picture of my dad. Just him shirtless. And he's got these crazy just foot and a half long, just like red, purple, black bruises and like marks.
Just scratches,
like
scratches.
It looked like he'd almost gotten like clawed by like some dinosaur or something, like just crazy. Oh, yeah. And then I finally heard the story. Apparently, my dad was trying to. It was only my dad and Gavin doing the calf, and they were holding it down, and the calf was just kicking my dad and kicking my dad and kicking my dad because he had a little bit of wiggle room. So now we've learned don't give the calf the wiggle room.
Yeah. Well, what you do is one guy has to keep the neck down. Like as soon as they get their neck up, like they're good to move. Like they like because that helps them get their shoulder off. And if they get their shoulder off, they get the one hoof up and then they're gone. So one guy kneels on the neck, and usually that's kind of enough. But to subdue it and make sure it doesn't move enough, you usually just tie it. But that takes too much time. So my dad was like, "I'll just hold the hooves." And my grandpa was like, "No, it's going to kick you." And he's like, "No, it won't." And then sure enough, kick the crap out of my dad.
Crazy marks on him.
Crazy. So I was just kneeling on the neck while I'm just watching my dad get absolutely obliterated
by this calf.
It was terrible. So yeah, so Gabe makes a good point. So we usually have more guys to hold him down.
But this year we were like, okay, we're not. I didn't want to tie it because last year it just seemed to have complicated it. Like it would have been just way easier to just catch it straight out the chute, throw it down.
Good thing. Honestly, me and you done that last year would have been way better.
Way better.
What we did this year was way better. Yeah.
The rope thing was just way. Like Gavin said, we were playing limbo slash dodge the rope, so it was just complicating it way harder. Yeah, and I think it freaked the calf out even more, honestly.
Yeah, and so, true.
So this year, we got Gavin and our sister's boyfriend were on one side, and me and my dad were on the other side, and we all had our jobs. Their job was to grab it and flip it, because like we talked about, that's what someone's got to do. They got to flip it on its side, get it off its leg. And then the other two were to grab its legs.
Yep.
Kind of also at the same time help flip it. Kind of grab legs and pick it up.
With the flip.
With the flip.
Yeah.
Well, we let out the chute. Just like the plan, it goes right into their hands. They grab it, but it just kept going. And they both just fall straight back flat onto their backs.
We were like, we got to get him down. So, like, I think me and Jake just, like, it was funny. Just simultaneously just both kind of fell on our backs. We're like, hey, we'll bring him with us. Let's go.
Boom. Going down. So, you both
going
fall.
Down.
And then I got their back hooves while it was falling. Dad was, I think he was waiting for it to go down to grab him. So, I grabbed the hooves. And then Dad grabbed the hooves. Boom, we were locked. And you got up real quick, locked its neck in. And then Jake was just chilling there, laying down. He was just chilling, holding on to it.
I said that like me and Jake meant to fall backwards as if we're catching. No, we 100% fell over. That was not planned. We just... The problem was that we were both holding the neck, so we were too close to each other. So we both just... Tripped on each other. We fell over. Hey, but it worked out.
Yeah. But this year, we learned from mistakes last year. Beforehand, we made the plan. We're like, okay, which side is it flipping? We got to know which side it got to get branded.
What side? What are we doing? Who's doing what? Next year, I do have to say, like I told Dad, my dad was like, no, I think we had enough people. I have to say, we don't need that many people to do the flipping part. I definitely hold it down for sure. But the let's catch it and flip it. Honestly, two people. One could do it. Two definitely should do it just for the safety of not losing the calf and having to go chase it again.
Yeah.
But I'd say that we definitely had too many people cooking in the kitchen.
I think this year we had four people just because, like I said, we didn't want to tie it. So it was like, if there's four of us, it's not getting out. Like, even if it turns to the left where I was and Gavin and Jake can't get it, I'm going to grab it at least. It's not going anywhere.
It all turned out great. It all worked out.
Yeah. Best way, yeah, honestly.
So we'll be doing that next year. It was a great time. Yeah, but that was pretty much the end of our cows, right? I think that was all we did this year.
Crazy exciting happened, honestly. Just a lot of poop on my pants and my shoes.
Yeah.
Just hanging out, chilling.
Yeah, my grandpa just has this really big little ranch, like little paradise in the middle of Vernal, Utah. It's super awesome. We love it. And we love going there. He has a little cabin there. We like to hang out at the cabin, shoot guns.
I have one question for you, though. It was a lot of fun to take Leah to do the cows, because this was her first time. And
were you the one telling me they hadn't had it for longer than 5 years or before my mission? Who was telling me I was wrong?
It wasn't me. It was Aaron, I think.
It was Aaron. It was Aaron. Looked it up. Guess when he bought it?
When?
2016. Kiss my butt, Aaron. Aaron, if you're listening to this, kiss my butt.
Kiss his butt.
Also, shout out to our little cousin Grady. We will have you on the podcast sometime.
Shout out Grady.
It's been mentioned now. We now have to do it. I promise, brother. We'll get you on.
Yeah, get Grady a feature on here.
Yeah, we'll get him a little feature on. We'll have a little little interview with, the Grady man.
But I want to get your point of view because I know Carly had the first time too. But it's exciting to see how they're going to react, see what they do. Yeah. Also see if they like it because, like, in my mind, it's like the ranch is arguably, for me personally, my life, it is the peak of, like, what I want my life to look like.
Oh, yeah. My dream from the I was like 7-8 years old was to be a cowboy. That is still my dream to this day. I want to be a cowboy.
I'd say we're more cowboys than some cowboys that you see who are like, oh, they got their boots and their hats. I'm like, okay, have you ever actually stepped foot on a farm? They're like, no, I just like the way the hat looks.
For sure. I totally agree. But like, I want a full out cow. I want to do the ride my horse, herd the cattle. I want to do the whole nine. I want it. I want my life to be that. And Carly already said that me and Gabe can own a ranch together. So we're it's locked. Official. Me and Gabe, we're locked. Me and Gabe are going to own a ranch together. If you want to help us out with our dream, that'd be cool.
Join the Patreon.
So follow us. Join the Patreon. Honestly, I don't even know. Not yet. There's nothing there. But do follow us, please. If you're listening, do follow. Give us a like. Let us know what you like to listen to. Tell us that we're idiots. I don't care. Give us feedback. I don't, you know, whatever. Anyways. But back that's my dream.
Sorry, though. That's like peak life. So obviously, as me and Lee are getting closer to being married, it's just kind of like, I'm like really curious. Like, hey, is she going to like it? Is she going to hate it? Is she going to, like, is she going to be kind of weird about it? Is she going to be natural? But she, her job this year, it seems like, too, usually when someone starts new, they get it told a job, and then for the rest of
that's their job.
Yeah, like my job has been getting with the cows, and every year I know my job is getting with the cows and herd them.
Well, I think it works out that way because, like, hey, now we have a person for every single job.
Yeah,
we have a person. There's a person to do it, and now and it runs like a well-oiled machine. And every year you get better and better and better at it.
I'll tell you what, next year when she comes, when we come out, it's gonna be she'll probably be on the ears again.
Probably, and she'll be a champ.
Cameron's on branding. She's getting real good at the branding.
Cameron's on branding. Carly's Chris on brand. Shoot duty.
Arguably
Carly's
the hardest
got that
job.
Head clamped down. Carly's ready.
Yeah.
Good to say. Yeah. Very awesome when my wife does that. I do yell at her that she looks very sexy doing it, and I'll yell it every single time.
Yeah, but it was fun watching Leah. She was really good at it though. She was really cute. She just was doing the ears. She was getting good at it, and I was like, "Yeah, let's go." You know what I mean?
it was fun to hang out with you and Leah that whole week, but especially at the ranch, because like, it was fun because like. Carly's first year was definitely very different than Leah's first year. Like, Carly's first year was at Grandma and Grandpa's house. We didn't even have anything. We didn't have the corral set up at the ranch. That was Carly's second or third year where that happened. So it had to have been second because she's only done it 3 years.
Yeah.
So the second year was in there, but her first year was just down here at Grandpa's farm, I believe. Anyways, now we've had this whole thing, but it's fun to watch Leah also at the ranch because you go around, make fires and blah blah. It almost felt like Leah was in her natural habitat.
Yeah, true.
Like Leah,
you know, she didn't grow up on a farm, like, you know, she does enjoy those types of things, but I wouldn't say like that's her natural habitat though.
No, but that's Leah felt like she was in her place. Like, it was so cool to watch. It was funny because, like, I know very, in the grand scheme of the things, very little about Leah. Like, don't know a lot about her. But when you look at Leah, all I think she's a very pretty girl, looks like, you know, very girly girl. Like, just very girly. Like, you look at Leah and that's her. And we were out at the farm, and one of the things that me and Gabe love to do while we're out on the ranch is shoot our guns. Bring our guns out, we shoot them, we go shoot, you know, some rock chucks and prairie dogs, whatever, you know, we love shooting our guns. And I learned Leah has owned guns and that she loves shooting them. Like, I was like, oh, okay, I'm all about it, heck yeah. Like, Leah's like, nah. I was like, do you want to shoot the gun? She's like, yeah, get a treat, pop, pop, pop. I, you know, let them shoot my pistol, She's like, yeah, heck yeah, I want to shoot my pistol. She's a champ. Boom, boom, boom. She shoots. I'm like, what the heck? And just the way she was just kind of walking around, strutting around, I was like, this is Leah's natural habitat. This is where she's from. She may not actually be from here, but this is where she's from.
Yeah, by spirit, for sure.
For sure. I was like, heck yeah. So I was like, it was fun to watch Leah because I was like, this is where she's meant to be. And, like, it's fun to see that because, like you said, it's kind of fun to see. Do they like it? Will they not like it? Kind of how are they? And, again, Leah. Look at Leah. You know, face value. Very girly girl. You wouldn't think, oh, she loves. She's going to, you know, love these stinky, gross animals that. And
cow poop.
And, like, and cow poop. And then having to, like, touch them and tag their ears and whatnot. And, you know, and she was a champ. She did it. She, you know, looked. She did very well doing it. You know, she looked good. You know, like she looked like she was meant to be there, you know?
I'll tell you what, I looked more girl because I went over there and I was like, oh, I've never tagged an ear. Like, because I like to do everything at least once, you know? I've never tagged an ear. Let me tag an ear, you know? Because I've branded and I've done the castration and I've done, like all that, the fly, you know, I've done the whole shebang. I was like, oh, I've never tagged an ear before. I was like, let me tag an ear. And she took a picture of me, Leah did. And it was a live picture, so you could see, like, kind of, like, the short video behind the picture. And I look way more girly, you could say, doing it than she ever did. Because the cow, this one was being stubborn, kind of moving its head, didn't like it at all. And I was told that you just let go of the clamp that has the pierce on it. You just let go of it if they start moving its head just so that you don't get your hands stuck anywhere. You don't rip. A big problem is you can rip completely through the ear too. If you give that tension, they rip their head, you know? And so I look way girly. I kind of like drop the thing and my hands kind of come up. And Leah was just looking so tough. She was like, clamp, 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 just pumping the ears out with the tags.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was so funny. And then like yeah, it was fun to see because I thought the same thing. Like when with Carly, I was like, oh, I wonder if she's going to like this. Because like, again, I love it. This has been my dream. Like, my dream is to do exactly this every day. Go out on my horse.
Yeah,
we got a taste of it every day. I want to go out on my horse every morning, go, you know, ride around the ranch on my horse, make sure the cattle are okay, see what's going on, do my thing, come back, you know, whatever. And so, you know, that's my dream. So to see when Carly was doing that same thing, I was like, oh, is she going to like this? The only hope I had for Carly is I did know she loves cats. It's her favorite animal. And so, she'll like to at least like them, but maybe she'll like hate that we're like, you know, branding them and tagging them and, you know, be like, oh no, we're hurting the cows, you know? And so that was my only concern. But we went out and like, dude, same thing. I was like, this is her natural habitat. We are meant to own a farm.
Stand on it.
My dream is going to come true.
Let's go. My you know? Top of my bucket list is to own a horse. So
straight up, man.
Kind of shows how the ranch aligns with my future life or dreams, I should say.
So, yeah, me and Gabriel own a ranch together. Super pumped about that. But, yeah. No, I totally agree. It's fun to watch. It's fun to see that, you know, your significant other likes something that you genuinely love. Like, I love the ranch. Like, every year I look forward to, like literally, April hits. Like, the sun comes out even a little bit after, you know, the snow's kind of mostly melted. Sun comes out. I'm like, Mom, when are we going out to the ranch? Like, when is cows, you know? Like, when are we doing cows? Like, I'm ready. Like, and I take my time off. Like, I'm 3 months early. I'm taking time off from work. Like, I'm ready.
Yeah, you're ready.
Like, I'm not missing it. I love it. It's my favorite thing. So I don't want to miss out on it. I love it. It's my favorite thing. So it's fun to see when your significant other is, like, all about it with you. Like, oh, yeah, let's do this. Like, like Carly looks forward to it every year, too, with me. So, like, it's super fun to see that. So I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. I think the last thing I want to say about the ranch, though, was just I had such a good time giving Grandpa crap.
Oh, yeah.
I kept doing, like, little things here or there, just, like, farm-like, you know. If it was, you know, catching a cow, like, just any little thing, you know, just kind of, like, got to hurry and do something. I'd always look at – there was, like, two or three times I looked at Grandpa and I go, yeah, I'm a better cowboy than you are. I better be careful. And I was like, I know you ain't doing that, Grandpa. Just chuckling. He's just chuckling. And I just loved giving him crap. I was just yapping to him about how he's sitting there. Because he sat down this year. Usually he's all around trying to help everybody. But this year he just kind of sat down and let us do it.
Yeah. That's true. Like, this is the most Grandpa's ever sat down.
I was like, uh-oh, Grandpa's sitting down. See, better be careful. I'll become a better farmer than you are.
And my favorite thing, I heard you say that. My favorite thing, one like a staple of our grandpa is he just does this like hand thing where he just like throws him up in the air.
Yeah.
Like kind of just like head, I just goes, and he goes, I got nothing to do. Like he's like, I don't have a job. You know, like that's what he says. And it's just so funny because he's just like his little quirks. And he's just a funny dude.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part was we were all sitting in our grandma's living room, and somebody was asking for something like, hey, Grandma, can I have this? Like, kind of like in their will type of thing. And Cameron literally goes, Cameron's like, I can't remember what she said, but Cameron essentially like asks like something stupid, like very small, like, oh, can I have your couch? You know, like something stupid like that. Like that was honestly like the extent of it. And I go, Grandma, can I have the ranch? And she goes, sure. And Cameron's boyfriend, Jake, goes, Cameron.
Like, Cameron. Why'd Cameron, you ask for the couch? Like, you should have asked for the ranch.
Like, yeah. It wasn't the couch, but I can't remember what she asked for. But it was something like that minuscule. Like, just nothing really. And she's like, I was like, can I have the ranch? She's like, Cameron, you idiot. Like,
Cameron, you should have got the ranch.
Why'd you ask for something bigger? What the heck? It was very funny.
Freaking Cameron.
Yeah. It was so funny. I was like, dang. But yeah, it was a good time hanging out with fam, hanging out with everybody.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was fun because we didn't have a lot of new faces. So, kind of had people doing jobs, so my job was even easier. Like, heck, we even let Jake. He did, like, a lot of the crowding. Usually me and Gabe are just like one of us. You know, we kind of take turns. Like, all right, I'll be the gate guy this time. You know, you go grab a couple cows and push them in and blah blah. Jake was like, I got it, I'll do it. Like, Jake was excited. He was all about it. Like, he wanted to do everything, try everything, because you know this is his first year there. So he's like, boom boom boom, you want to do something? I'm like, heck yeah, dude. He made my job even easier. I was like, heck yeah, dude. I'll be gate guy. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and I loved it. It was fun. It was good, but yeah, we love the ranch. There's not a better place.
Yeah, I think that's all we want to talk about today. Really, is just if you have a desire to be a cowboy, man, just go find a ranch, because I know every ranch and every farmer can use extra help. So I'd say just hit up a farmer and say,
"We'll take your help."
Say, "Hey, you got any jobs for me?" And I bet you $20 they're going to say, yeah, I got plenty of jobs that you could do.
Oh, for sure.
So if you're trying to be a cowboy, just go do that. And I'll tell you what, it's a great time. You'll never be staring at the clock ever again. At a job. You won't know what time it is. You just know that the sun's going down. You're running out of daylight. So you got to finish up whatever you're doing.
It's true. You do have to like work. It's not for the weak.
Definitely.
You do have to work. But it's a good time. I love it. Gabe loves it. We love it. Nothing better than going to the ranch, hanging out, building some fires, hanging out with some cows, shooting guns. It's the American dream. At least it's my American dream.
Say, gotta be the American dream. I don't know what wouldn't be.
That's my American dream, that's for sure. So, but yeah, that's all we wanted to talk about. Thanks for listening, guys.
We love you very much.
We do. To all of our loyal listeners out there, we love you guys. Please share us with your friends, your family. Let everybody know. Come listen to us. We try to be as family friendly as we possibly can. I'd say we're doing a pretty bang up job of that. We're doing a good job. But yeah, it's for everybody. We want everybody to come listen. We try to keep it clean for everybody. So come listen to us. Tell everybody about us. We're for everybody. You can find us on TikTok and Instagram at TheXLPod. That's us. Please come follow us. We don't have a lot up there, but I'm posting more and more. I'm getting better at it, I promise.
Good job, Gavin.
We're working on it, I promise. We're working, but we're getting better. That's all we need. We're slowly get better. So, do follow us. You can follow me. I'm on all forms of social media at Gavin_Oldham. Gabe, where can they find you?
Find me at Gabe Oldham, all social media as well.
Beautiful. We also have a website. It's theextralardpodcast.com. If you want to look us up there, there it has links to everything: our YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, here, Apple Podcasts. You can find us anywhere. That's kind of the main hub to find anything you need from us. The Patreon, whatever you need. Anyways, so you can find us there. Please keep listening to us. If you find our videos and can leave a comment, please do. We want to hear more from you guys. You know, what do you want to hear? What do you not want to hear? Tell us we're cute. Tell us we're not cute. I don't know. You know, make our day. I don't know. Make me feel better about myself. But that's about it. But thanks for listening, guys. We will see you guys next time. We do promise. I promise. We are trying. Just sometimes our schedules don't work out. But we are trying to get the girls on to get their point of view of kind of our dating and all that stuff. So just slowly hasn't worked out between all of us. So I promise we are trying. But it's just not going to happen for probably this week or a couple more weeks. But we'll figure it out. But please come listen to us next week. And we love you guys. Peace.
Ciao.